Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Welcome to Daily Pop, everyone. Justin here with Morgan and Melanie, and we have a shady show today. Justin Timberlake apologizes for holding his co-star's hand, but is it enough? Then Emma Stone is engaged. We're discussing that, the big news, and that rock. Plus, we'll talk about Ian Somerhalder revealing how he did the deed at 13. Is that too early? And also, Allison Sweeney is stopping by, and we're gonna have puppies and Zyrtec in the studio.
This is how he got me in today. When I got the text early this morning,
it was the puppies.
Come in for puppies.
It's the puppies. But first, let's start with the apology heard around the world. Justin Timberlake is breaking his silence. He's apologizing for that questionable encounter that we all Googled last week with his co-star, Alicia Rainwright. All right? Now, Justin says he displayed a strong lapse in judgment, but nothing happened between them. JT also adds, I drank way too much that night and regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. I apologize to my amazing wife and family for putting them through such an embarrassing situation. And I am focused on being the best husband and father I can be. Ooh. This was not that. Ooh, I mean, he went deep in that apology.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm just gonna say, when I originally saw the photographs of them, I was like, Justin, no, come on. Like, no better. Like, you are one of the most famous people in the entire world. You know that your every move is probably going to be photographed. Like, if you're in an open space, especially, like, he was sitting on a balcony. When I went back and watched the video footage, that's when I realized he was just very wasted, which we all have been a time or two. He's probably been working a lot and got a little bit too crazy. And I did not feel... My original opinion of something going on with him and his co-star completely revoked. I do not think anything happened. I believe him. I think that this is somebody who is part of his team or somebody he's friends with or whatever. And she was clearly like, you've had too much to drink. It's time to go. And he was being, he was clearly wasted.
Look. I don't know, like the hand holding and the hand on the knee as well that, came from those was really interesting to me. Here's what I'm curious about this though, is that stories that happen pre-Thanksgiving, like things die down over Thanksgiving. We weren't really talking about this week.
Like, were we not though?
It kind of went away.
It was in my text.
It went away. And yet now he's releasing this apology, which tells me more about the fact that he is probably in trouble at home.
Yeah.
Rather than actually apologizing. And also, what's so strange about this apology is it's a promo for his upcoming film.
No.
He's like, I can't wait for you guys to see this. And it's like, the weirdest.
Well, everybody's going to spin that into a positive. Anybody in Justin Timberlake's position who is making a movie is going to make it about the movie. He obviously wants people to see it.
Sorry. You don't have to be like, and by the way, the film's going to be great. And like, you need to tune in. Like,
that's what people do, famous people who have projects to promote. They all do that. Right?
No, it's true. I would spin it into something.
Are you kidding?
I agree with you on the sense that nothing happened between them because medically, and I've been to this place where I'm that inebriated, honey, ain't nothing working at that point. I mean, that Willie is probably weaker than my credit score. Like, nothing's coming up. And I think for him, he had to go home first, check out the situation, make sure everything was cool in order for him to say, I am sorry to my wife, to make sure he still had a wife after all this came out.
And I also think, don't you think, if like somebody's taking your photos and somebody like leans over, you're wasted, I put my hand on your leg and I'm like, you okay? And then there's a photo. I'm like, Justin, like, what's going on? Like,
you
there's
do
a
not
photo.
Hold hand. Now
no,
that.
No, hold on, hold on. Hold on.
The link in hand.
It's okay, a so link I, in fingers. It's
so I went to. It's funny because I went to a service last week, and my ex-husband came with me, and I had a girlfriend on my right, left side, and my ex-husband on my right, and we had to hold hands to do a prayer, and we linked like this, and her and I linked like normal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess it is an intimate thing to link hands with your fingers.
Yeah, but
intertwined.
But let me ask you a question. Let's say you're Jessica Biel, and you saw just those photos. You would have been like, oh my God, how dare he? But after seeing the video, seeing how drunk he was, he could barely stand up.
Yeah, I don't get
it's
the vibe.
It's a lapse in judgment that he went through. As his wife, I would feel like, oh my God, okay, the video is not as bad as the photos. Don't you think?
Look, I don't think anything happened, but if I was Jessica Biel, I would have absolutely hit the roof.
Do you?
And I would have expected this.
Do you?
Because I would have been embarrassed. I would want my husband to prove his dedication to me publicly.
I think that's why he apologized.
But do you think that originally she said, I want you to apologize, and he's like, I'm not giving this any legs, and then she got so pissed, and then finally he was like, okay, I have to give in and apologize publicly?
He's giving an apology because of her. For sure.
Because why, right.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the first line of the apology? I tried to stay away from gossip, but I feel it's important to address this. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, actually, no one's gossiping about this yesterday, the day before. Like, it had gone away.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question.
Well, good.
Now seeing the apology and that it was on his IG, do you think it would have been better had it come in an official statement in, like, a magazine or anything? Or do you take the IG apology?
No, celebrities talk to the public directly now through their social media, right? And I think that this is obviously something that he wanted to say and get out himself. Mm-hmm. It's much easier to do it this way.
And isn't it more sincere?
I think it's more sincere when it comes from your IG because it's like coming from your own personal.
Right.
Because a lot of times when we have celebrities that go through these things, they talk to through their publicists. If I was his publicist, and I'm sure his publicist was like, yo, Christmas is coming, somebody else is going to get divorced, Angie and Brad are going to go back to court in January, Lori Loughlin's going to go to court in January too, this is all going to go away before the time the movie comes out. And he was probably like, no, I need to do this for my wife and my family. So I applaud him. And he also didn't have anything to hide. It wasn't like he cheated on her. He put himself in an inappropriate relationship. He was drunk. I think a lot of people,
a lot of
men.
He got too drunk.
Yes.
People get too drunk sometimes.
They do.
Big deal.
But if I was his publicist, and I think if his publicist is who I think he is, who's a great guy, by the way, I would have told him not to have done a statement. That's why, because it was dying down. It's like almost...
Right. But it would have came back up.
Doesn't that make us love him more, that he's actually doing something to make his wife happy?
Yes.
I'm sure she knows that nothing happened. She's probably just like, why are we... We've been so good for so long. Don't F this up right now, dude. But don't be out of town and make me worry about what's going on. And now I'm embarrassed, so fix it. And he did.
And don't make me do a drive-by this JetBlue flight.
Right. Exactly.
Having it out. But Melanie, you know as well as I know, if he hadn't addressed this right now, when they were promoting this movie together, and people would have seen them in that junket, the first question that would have came out of everybody's mouth is, have you apologized to your wife? Have you guys made up?
Also, the scrutiny on the set, there's already so many paparazzi photos of them coming in and out of a trailer. Like, he's going to be watched heavily throughout the filming of this project, which is also probably a benefit for Jessica Biel. Because, you know what I mean, she knows now. Like, she's like, don't you dare.
I mean,
make a wrong
move. I think
she
trusts him. He just got drunk.
Yeah.
He just got
drunk. By the way, can we just end with that? He got drunk.
He got drunk.
He got you drunk. He's probably working hard. And he's a human being. Like, we can all just relax for a second.
Yeah. But can we also end on, you know, it can go left for a lane, but it didn't. People didn't come after her and call her homewrecker and X, Y, and Z. I feel like people were open to the idea that this was just like a one-off situation because we know in the past, like Brad and Angie and other people who have met on sets, Leanne and Eddie, they always come for the other woman. And I'm just happy that no one's coming for this woman because obviously she was in an uncomfortable position. She was trying to help him up into the car.
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised.
She got away with
says no, she got away
but
with...
Her reps did release a statement, right? They did, like, actually clarify.
Oh, what did they say? I didn't see that.
Saying that nothing happened. So, like, they actually got ahead of it then.
Great.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Can we move on to some,
some good
happy
news.
Couples
Please, I'm
news?
So done with that. Yes.
All right, Emma Stone is engaged to her boyfriend, Dave McCary. The two broke the news in a photo on his Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I cannot believe she didn't call me. But both were all smiles as she shows off that gorgeous ring. Now, Dave's a writer on SNL. Maybe I need to join SNL because all these writers are getting it.
All the hot men.
All the hot men. Now, these two have been flying under the radar since we first saw them out together over 2 years ago. First and foremost, how do you keep a relationship under wraps when you're an A-list actress like that?
By not dating Andrew, her ex-boyfriend, by not dating another celebrity.
This one is so cute.
He's cute.
He is cute, and you know he's smart, mm-hmm. and you know he knows about books and music.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's funny. You know what I mean? I need a friend of his. I like him. I like them together. I think they look cute sitting at that basketball game.
You both need to, like, go and, like, cover SNL. Ask our boss if you can go and, like, do some interviews.
Something. I'll clean a bathroom there. Let's figure something. I mean, look at this.
Right? First ScarJo, now her.
Right.
It's crazy when Hollywood starts to marry, like ScarJo got engaged and Jennifer Lawrence got engaged and Amy Schumer got married. Mm-hmm. It feels like all the girls are like, okay, now I can like jump on the non-independent woman role
right.
and like get into it. It's like a fad that happens in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But now I feel like, I don't know, who else are you waiting for to get engaged?
I was actually really surprised to hear this news because I didn't even really know that she was dating him. So I guess that's why they said flying under the radar. But I'm happy for her. And I also think in a situation when you are an A-list actress or you're the A-list celebrity in the relationship, you need to have somebody to counterbalance. They need to be kind of the boss in their field, but they cannot compete.
100%.
It's just basically impossible.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, a J-Lo and an A-Rod work because J-Lo is obviously a mega superstar in all the categories and he's a superstar in what he did and now turned into a businessman.
Yeah.
So I think you need to, I think she's found somebody that's her match. Oh. These are mm-hmm. big shoulders, huh?
I should have rethought that.
Yeah. So I'm happy for them.
Me too.
I love it. Can we jump to the pond? Can we jump that pond and go to the Royals, honey? This video has legit gone viral of the Queen with President Trump and the First Lady. Now, if you see, she turns to look at her daughter, Prince Anne, in the doorway, and it seems like there's some shade going on between the two of them. It appears that Anne kind of shrugs. Now, after this moment went public, the top trend on Twitter was that the Queen was scolding her daughter, Anne, for not greeting the Trumps.
Mm. That's not true.
I think it was true.
No, it's not true.
Can I tell you exactly what happened?
Before you tell us, this is what I think happened.
Okay, here's the conspiracy theory.
I think Queen Anne was like, nope, I saw what happened to Andrew with all these shady Americans, honey. Not today, British Satan. I am not touching that hand. Nope, I need my money, honey. She's like, nope, not today. Not today, Satan.
Yes, no, what actually happened is that...
And the Queen was like, get your ass over here. If I have to get that self-tanner on my hand, you do too, Anne.
Yeah. So Princess Anne would not have been part of this like welcoming party. It was for NATO that's been taking place in the UK. And so what happened is the Queen actually looked at Anne to be like, which world leader? Trump was the last world leader to come through. Which world leader am I going to have to greet next? And she looked and there was no world leader, which is why Princess Anne was like, there's no one here. It's only me and the palace staff. And that's why she started giggling. That's what happened. She's like, no more world leaders. It's just me now.
She's
and that's
like,
exactly her words.
Not today, Gim. Not
but
today.
But Princess Anne wouldn't have been part of that. That was Charles, Camilla, and the Queen.
Right, exactly. But isn't it kind of rare for that to be something that happens? Like that, not a misstep, but just like, shouldn't there be someone next to the Queen being like, there's no one else now?
This is your last person.
This is your last person. Like,
yeah.
Why is Anne kind of standing
but
by idol being like, no one else, bro? Like, that seems a little weird.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
I think Gab was just a little older, so if somebody would have been like, that's it, Mom! There's no one else here!
I just
screaming in her ear.
I also find it so interesting because Princess Anne is obviously in the new season of The Crown, and she's kind of like...
Oh, yeah, she's my favorite character.
She's
so bohemian, right? I love her.
So I think now that we've got her in The Crown, we're kind of like taking that personality of like head on her shoulders, super cool teenager, and putting it on.
Yes!
This
yes.
like
Have
amazing...
you watched the whole second season?
Yeah. third season.
I know, you correct me every time. Third season.
Third season is great.
It's good,
isn't it?
Right? I love Olivia.
There's also reports that Prince Anne looked at Melania and said, if you need help, blink twice.
Oh my God.
I'm just joking. All right, guys, coming up, is 13 too young to lose that V card?
Yikes.
We'll talk to Morgan about it since she did it.
No, I did not, but we'll discuss it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
13.
Really? When you were modeling?
Mm-hmm.
When you were modeling. Wow. To an older girl?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's incredible.
It was fun.
Was that when your sexual life started?
Well, all kids are pretty.
Yes.
When you're 13 and you're a boy, you know, or a girl, but boys are pretty on it.
Okay, that's Ian Somerhalder on Sirius XM's Radio. Andy, he lost his virginity at 13 and does not seem to regret it. So you guys, first of all, I did not lose my virginity at 13, to be clear. So how young is too young?
I mean, for boys, I'm gonna say this, I didn't lose my virginity at 13. I kind of discovered something else at 13, and you kind of get obsessed with doing it over and over again. So I think if you lose your virginity at 13, all the boys out here know what I'm talking about. If you lose your virginity at 13, I think it's unhealthy because that's all you're trying to do. You're trying to redo it again.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, 13 seems a little, I mean, not to judge, because everyone has a different path, but I feel like 13 is right out the gate.
So I've said this on air before, it's kind of embarrassing. I didn't lose my virginity till I was 22.
35.
What?
I know. I was such a late bloomer. And so
22?
I know.
How did you get through that time? You just didn't find someone you liked?
I just didn't find somebody I liked, and I had it in my head that I wanted to love the person that I lost my virginity to.
Were you holding out for marriage originally?
No.
Okay, well, I didn't know. 22 basically is a lifetime.
The pent up anger and tension from 15 to 22 that Melanie must have released that night.
Do you feel like
I was snogging boys, but I wasn't. But anyway, so my point.
She was like, I was doing other things to
life. My point is that it's so hard for me to say whether 13 is too young, because to me it sounds super young.
I think 13
is too
young.
But I also know that I was a late bloomer in that sense.
Also, that's the thing. The circumstance was that when Andy said it like 5 times, like, well, you were modeling, I feel like he was also in a world and in a place where that was a little bit more accessible, not his just like average, you know, what grade are you in if you're 13? Eighth grade?
You're in eighth grade.
When you're in eighth grade, you're like not really in a position or mostly where you're like just able to kind of engage with another.
Yeah, well, there's a will, there's a way.
There's a will, there's a way, totally. But I feel like when I was 13, yeah, I was snogging boys.
Yeah, but who
but
is...
I wasn't doing all the other stuff.
But who was the first girl in your friend group to lose their virginity?
Well, me, but like okay. Later.
Because this is, okay, let me tell you, this is
well,
how the
I don't
wild,
know.
This is how the wildfire starts.
No, we all started at this, no, it was all this around the same time, actually.
I was the last, and it's just kind
well,
of
yeah,
weird.
I mean, you were the last person on earth. Are you getting 22 years old? That's insane. I command you, that's amazing. 22, to hold out for that long is good.
I wish I could have held it till I was 22.
It wasn't hard. I was studying really hard at university, and I wasn't really thinking
that's
about
it. That's why Melanie knows all the facts on this show. We're just going to go with what she says. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Okay, have you guys ever just fallen out of love with somebody? Because that's what happened to Brianna from Teen Mom and her man, John. At the Teen Mom reunion last night, she told Dr. Drew, I just stopped liking him. I stopped loving him. It was something. I woke up one morning, and I said, I'm not happy. I don't think he's the one for me. So they dated for a year before she broke up with him over text.
Oh, God.
So is it really love if it goes away that fast?
Yes. Because that person that I lost my virginity to, I also fell out of love with as well.
Right after you had the virginity situation.
No. After 4 years, and I just knew one day, and that was it, and I ended it.
But 4 years is not 1 year.
No, but still, you can love. I think you can. I personally fall in love very easily, but I also have had moments in my life where I'm just suddenly like, I'm done, mm-hmm. and I move on very quickly.
Mm-hmm. So do you fall in love with people easily in the sense that, like, you just want to feel like you're in love with somebody, or do you genuinely love them?
I don't know. I just.
She wants a Christmas present.
No, you don't fall
No.
You take your time. You are careful, and you really, I feel like the only person, you have fun, know. But you, falling in love with somebody, you take a second.
I take a second, and I take it serious, and I think for her, in her sense, she was, you know, a mom of two at the tender age of like 20 years old. So in your mind, you're looking for somebody who's a provider, who's going to be nice to your girls, and you're not necessarily looking for that person who excites you. Mm-hmm. I think now at 25, now that she can care for herself, she just bought herself a house, she can provide for her family, her needs and wants in a man have changed.
That's very true.
And I will say this, because I've seen them interact before, I've seen clips from the show. You know those guys where, like, if you say, let's go, he says, okay, and you say, jump, and he says, how high, and he doesn't give any pushback? That's the worst. Than getting out of the shower and having a wet towel.
A wet towel out of the shower? There is nothing worse
there
than that.
There is nothing.
When it's still a little damp and you go to clean yourself and you're like, really, this is my reality this morning. You want to get back in and start all over again. Or when you forget the towel and you have to get out naked and tiptoe and there's water everywhere and you have to get the towel.
No, the worst
That happens
is when,
all the time to me for
no,
some
no,
reason.
No, the worst is when you get out of the shower and he went in the shower before you and he wet both towels and you get out and you have that mommy dearest moment where you're like, no more wet towel.
Melanie, you don't have any of the same problems we have. What's going on?
She has cats, that's
Yeah,
why.
She does, right? She's just more of a well-adjusted human
She's
being.
She's dealing with, like, litter boxes
still,
and
I'm
shit.
Still trying to, like, work out what you were talking about at the beginning of when we were talking about sex and what you discovered at 13. That's where my head is still.
Oh, Melanie, let me tell you. It starts with an M.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we say that on air? Well, we'll ask
you. I'm telling you.
Okay.
My poor mother.
Yeah.
Allison Sweetie, do you have, Do you have kids?
Oh, guys, okay, I'm going to read some tweets to get us out of this real situation that we're in right now.
I was waiting for you to.
Read your thoughts on the stories that we've been discussing this morning so far. So on Justin's apology, Carly says that he didn't sugarcoat it, which she appreciates. Taylor then says on our Twitter that publicly apologising makes it look like a bigger deal than it is. I totally agree with you on that. And then Enter Name says, if I were Jessica Biel, Justin would have to quit. Period. It was a mistake, fine, whatever, but I would not put him in a position to make a mistake again.
Oh, well said.
I mean, if she ends up, like, going to where he's shooting, then we'll know, right?
Yeah, but now, going forward, they know if he's ever on location and he has and has to go somewhere to shoot a film, maybe it's going to be different. Maybe she'll check in there every week. Or maybe he'll come home. Maybe she'll assign him her old assistant to watch over his ass, because that's what I would do with my husband anyway.
Well, I think she's drink just too much.
Yeah, she's just mad about the lapse in judgment. That's really all that I think is going on here. I think she's just upset that he put them both in a position where he has caused embarrassment, he has caused speculation, he has caused people to be uncertain about what's gone on, and she's just like, don't be an idiot. And everyone who's had a husband or a boyfriend has said to them, please don't be an idiot.
Thank you.
Use your judgment.
So
I'm sure he's
going
to use his judgment. Okay. Still ahead, The Rock reveals how he didn't propose until 3 days before his wedding. Can you plan an entire wedding without being officially engaged? No. And up next, Allison Sweeney is here. We're talking holidays and her new movie next.
You know you got your next wedding planned.
Oh, please.
So where are you headed?
We're going home for Christmas. I'm gonna spend time with my family. He's really excited about it.
And you?
It's complicated. But not so complicated that I wanna pour my heart out to a stranger on a train.
Oh, why not? Those are the best people to pour your heart out to. No baggage, no judgment, never have to see me again.
I suppose that's true, but I'll stick to solitaire.
Fair enough.
Yeah, those are the kind of people you meet on a train.
Totally, right?
I mean, that's how that happens, of course.
By the way, I have flown about 1,000 times this year. I have never met a man that hot
They're
before.
On the train. You gotta take the train.
The train is chic.
The train is chic.
So rad.
Please welcome the one, the only, Allison Sweetie here.
Thank you for having me.
Do you love doing Christmas movies? Because I feel
I
like they would be
it.
The best.
They are the best. It's just so Christmassy and the spirit and all the clothes, you know. I have a red jacket in this movie that, like, was to die for, and I just felt so Christmassy the entire time. I love it. Oh. I love all the Christmas traditions, too. There's, like, hot cocoa in every scene and, you know, snow falling, which is a little harder to film, but it's amazing.
When you guys are on set, is it kind of, does it have that feel? Does it take it on? Like, you guys are all making a movie about Christmas, so everybody's
yes.
extra jolly and
yes.
sweet to each other?
And, like, we play Christmas music in Aww. The makeup trailer in the morning, all get in the spirit, and people wear, like, ugly Christmas sweaters in August, you know, it's like,
that's the best. So
yeah.
nice.
That's the best. We should yeah. play Christmas music around here.
We should start to get a little
you
bit more
should.
Festive.
Yeah, I it's know. Super fun. Everybody gets on board for it.
That's oh so God. Weird. I always find it so weird, like, when I'm on the lot, like, driving around, and it's mid-July, and there's snow coming down.
Right.
Like, it's kind of strange.
It's kind of strange you get access to the lot. How do you do that?
Oh, there's a back door over here by Jurassic Park. Don't tell nobody.
But it is true. Like, it's weird and out of character a little bit because it's early, but then you're in it. You're in all those sets and you're moving around, so you kind of get sucked into the... You almost say to people in passing, like, I'm at the supermarket buying stuff for the groceries, and I'm like, and Merry... No.
No. No. What are the holidays like for you at your house? Like, is there anything you do specifically, tradition, something to make your children smile?
I love the whole thing, like decorating the tree.
Wait,
I love...
Do you... Oh, yeah. What time do you decorate? What time of year? Like, when is it too early?
We're decorated already. We're good to go. It's like day
Done.
After Thanksgiving. It's like, boom.
It's
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Coming down. She's well adjusted.
My son now is 14, so he's old enough to, like, help me with the stuff out of the attic. And, of course, we were decorating the tree, and he was laughing because he remembers when he was really little how I was such a, like, hardcore about my Christmas tree decorating. The little kids, they, like, sit in one spot, and they put, like, all the ornaments right there. And he was totally remembering how I would bully him into, like, you have to spread the ornaments around. I was like, that is not what I sounded like, Ben. He's Aww. Like, yeah, Mom, you were pretty tough.
Your kids are now older.
Yeah.
Is it, like, sad
Whoa,
that they're not
older.
Like,
yeah, 14, ease off the older.
Like, 14 and 10, yeah. like, you know, but when they're kids, oh. it's, like, so much fun, and there's all
there's,
kinds of excitement.
Yeah, it's different fun. It, like, the thing is, you know, and of course now with a teenager, everyone always says to me, oh, you have a teenager, and I'm bracing myself, right? I get right. it's coming, but at the same time, it's still fun. There's, like, different ways of, and now you're having fun with them. So, yeah. you know, my son helped me, for those of you with kids watching, maybe don't let them listen to this part of the story, but, like, my son helped me with the Elf on the Shelf, like, hiding it for his little sister.
Oh.
Like, he would come up with the ideas. He loved it. Like, he was so on board to be, like, in on the scam.
I'm gonna let you guys know something. Women get real creative.
Oh, yeah.
With the E on the shelf.
Yeah. It's legit. And then the one time you forget, you wake up in the middle of the night and your eyes pop over open and you start sweating. You're like, oh, I almost forgot. And you, like, throw yourself out of bed and you better go figure something out, like, immediately.
Oh, do you know what that God. Is?
Yes, it's the shelf. It's the elf that moves.
That moves
right?
around. That moves
yeah,
around.
He, like, is naughty at night. So, like, really clever people come up with. And I've done, you know, fun things where, like, he was diving from the balcony down into
wow,
the living room,
creative.
Like, hanging from a thing or making tacos. I'm a big Taco Tuesday person. So the elves were helping me make Taco Tuesday.
He went to culinary school.
Yeah, right. So
oh
you can
my
do all
God.
Sorts of, like, it's super fun.
Well, another elf that we love is Blake Shelton. And he EP'd this movie.
Right.
Did he ever come over?
He's dreamy.
Is he hot?
He is super dreamy. He's filming. He's shooting The Voice, so he wasn't on set, but I have met him, of course, many times through NBC, and he is so funny. He's so nice. He's great. So, and his song is in the movie.
Ooh.
So Lucas Bryant, whom you now know and love.
On the train.
Yeah.
That's our train
he
seat.
He is also plays the guitar and sings.
No!
I'm just saying.
Do you sing? Because you teased a little bit on Instagram.
No,
where you,
no.
You're not singing.
I don't sing. I sing in the shower.
She's like, I know
I
my
thought
limits.
This was going to be a moment where you're going to be like, actually, it's the first time I'm dropping my vocals.
Sorry. I didn't mean to, like, tap the mic. Me. No, that's not happening. He actually legitimately sings. He legit, like, plays the guitar. It's so dreamy. I loved it. And he was, like, warming up with Christmas carols, just, like, practicing.
My.
He's like, which one's your favorite? I'm like, dying.
What's his credit score?
Oh, my God.
That's what we
high.
Need to know. That's
oh
what we God. Need to know, okay?
He's now, married. He
listen,
kids.
You know I'm a soap fanatic yeah. aficionado.
I know you are.
Days of Our Lives was leaving. It was going on a hiatus.
Right.
But is it coming back? What's going on? Are you coming back? Like, what's happening?
There was some, like, fake news going on with that whole scandal. But the truth is, there was no scandal. It's, like, all good. NBC and Days of Our Lives are, you know, besties. It's all working itself out. So there will be more days.
Okay, great.
Justin was, like, not going to come into work for 2 weeks after that news dropped.
No. you would be right. And you and I would be, like, there with the picket signs.
Picket signs,
demanding
honey.
More days. But no need to fear.
Yeah, when passion's in that I definitely lost my shit.
But they all came to days.
I know,
you
I love
like
that.
All the boys.
I love that. There.
Oh well, my God. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Be sure to watch. I can't wait to hear what you think. I'm going to be tweeting with everybody Sunday night.
We can't wait. Sunday night, what time?
Sunday night on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be clear, it's not the Hallmark channel.
Yes.
It's Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, 9 p.m. And then that means, like, if you have DirecTV, it's like 6 p.m.
Yes.
here. And just tweet along with me. I can't wait for people to see this.
It's gonna be bomb, you guys. Check out that movie. Now coming up.
Oh yeah, there he is.
That hot ass man with a good credit score.
God.
Coming up, The Rock's new confession about his proposal. We'll discuss after the break.
And puppies.
And puppies.
Coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, guys, as we all know, The Rock is one of the busiest people in Hollywood. So busy, in fact, that he almost didn't have time to propose to his wife, Lauren.
Aww.
He told WSJ magazine that he didn't pop the question until 3 days before their wedding in Hawaii last August. People are asking, is it even possible to plan an entire wedding without officially being engaged? What do you guys think?
This is when y'all wonder why us, the women, go crazy. Because you make us plan a wedding without a ring. Like, to me, I would anxiety.com.
Right.
But I know that Rock is cheap and he's frugal, so I would plan the whole wedding on his dime because he ain't gonna lose that deposit.
I mean, how many personal assistants does he have? Like, it must be, you can plan a wedding so quickly if you have all the help in the world and all the
money. All the help and all of the money in the world. I mean, I am somebody, I call me old fashioned, but I want a ring. I mean, obviously their love is the most important thing, which is probably the best thing to be focusing on. So they probably didn't think it was that important to get. They were like, we want to get married. Let's plan a wedding.
Yeah.
I want to be asked. I want there to be a diamond. I want there to be a moment for us to celebrate the engagement and then plan. I understand that's not the most important part of it. And also it's not the first time that either of them have been in a serious relationship or married. What?
So wait up. Where's your next wedding going to be?
I don't know yet.
Do you not know?
No.
She knows.
I don't
she know. Knows everything about her next wedding.
So I don't want
it's already
an engagement.
Planned.
I don't want a ring. I'd prefer to spend that money on a holiday.
Oh.
I just, it's for me. And here's the thing about the fact that it was also private is that actually nobody knew about the wedding. Like with an engagement, I always question when a celebrity announces that they've got engaged. It's like telling the world all the paparazzi, be like, keep watching us. Now you can like follow us for our wedding and all of that stuff. When actually, if you want it to be private, just don't tell anyone.
That's
and just
true.
Like, it makes
for
it
them,
more
it's different.
Secret. It's like perfect. He also, in the same article, he also talked about his decision to become a professional wrestler. Like his father, he said that they used to have these huge, terrible fights over it because his dad actually wanted something better for him. Do you think it's harder to follow in your parents' footsteps as far as career? Or easier?
I think it depends on what they do. Like, if your dad has a PhD, I think it's probably challenging. You know what I mean? I think if your dad, you know, owns a business and he wants you to go into whatever he does,
could be
then that's probably easier. I think being a wrestler, I mean, I think that he has, you need a serious sense of determination to become that.
Yeah.
So.
But if you're growing up around that, you kind of like
what
learn
you want.
How to do that. Exactly.
And he clearly made the right move.
Yeah, he did make the right move.
Yeah, but I feel like anytime you enter the same ring as your parents, you're always constantly, pardon the pun, you are always constantly compared to them.
Yeah, that's
and I
true.
Feel like
it depends how successful they are.
Yeah, it's like if EJ Johnson would have picked up a basketball.
Right, exactly. Or I was gonna say because you know Whitney's mom obviously sang, and then you know was massive in her hometown or whatever, and then Whitney became the biggest singer in the entire world. I think it really depends on
how famous your parents are.
But it
about
kind of
what they
the
do.
The Rock, I think he did all right being compared to his father, right? He's fine. Okay, guys, he's all right. And we're reading more of your tweets. These ones are about when you should lose your virginity. People have lots of thoughts on that. Taylor says, I'm 23 years old and I'm still a virgin. 22 is no big deal and it's different for everybody. But if
That's
a 13-year-old is having sex, you might need to address it, which is a really interesting point. Kay says, I lost mine at 14 and almost felt compelled to do so because all of my friends had already done
it. That's what happens.
Well.
It's when all your friends start to do it.
It's so true. It's peer pressure. And Jay says that his V card was taken at 12. Sorry, her V card. She was 15 and she now says that she's gay and loves older men. I hope I read that right.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, it's a guy. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very confused.
And then I was like, wait, are we messing up here?
It's she. Okay. Guys, there is a really big distraction.
It is.
There are puppies in our studio, which completely like took my mind off it. Jan Schachner is here with some very furry friends. We're going to be talking adoption, plus they're helping us guess which celeb couple is going to get married first. That's next.
You guys, puppies are on Daily Pop, and also the Puppy Bowl referee Dan Schachner is here.
What's up?
Tell us about these puppies. They're so sweet.
These puppies are going to be on live TV Saturday night.
Okay, tell us. You are hosting.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, you're hosting Give a Dog a Home Live.
Yeah, we do show Give a Dog a Home Live, which is a live adoption event.
Okay.
And this time it's a 2-hour event. It's an animal rescue adventure where you're going to meet families who are going to be adopting dogs live and in real time.
Okay.
These guys will be at the Annenberg Pet Center, broadcast on Animal Planet. I'm going to see them as potentially, hopefully, adopted, either by you guys or someone else.
So we can't adopt them today?
You can grab them now. There'll be more.
This one's mine.
This is Amy.
This is Alvin, and that's Gail. They're from Best Friends Animal Society here in LA. Okay.
These two are a lot more docile. Amy is a little bit crazy.
No, Gail has a very big personality, Melanie. Thank you.
I love that you guys have bonded already.
Are you kidding? And look at the white paw. Okay, tell us about how can our audience members get involved with this?
Absolutely. You can always get involved. Involved in rescue. It's very easy. Go to your local shelter. But these guys are from Best Friends Animal Society here in LA. You can contact them directly. You can watch them on the show Saturday night. It's 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Animal Planet, and you get to watch their adoption stories.
Oh my God, they're so cute. And what kind of dogs are these really quickly?
These are Chihuahua mixes.
Mixes.
So they're not gonna be too big when they grow up.
And how old are they now?
2 months, that's it. They're babies, they're not even trained. I know we have a little game to play in a little while.
Yeah, we're gonna do it.
We're gonna see how well they do at following instructions.
We're gonna do it. Okay, so we wanna let these puppies help determine the future. Okay, so there are 4 bowls featuring engaged celebrity couples. Are you guys excited? Okay, so whichever bowl a puppy goes to first, is the couple that's going to get married first.
This one's a big fan of A-Rod.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Okay,
these are the couples we have. Okay, so we're going to put our puppies down on 3. I don't want to put mine down.
I wonder if they're even going to find the bowl.
They are.
Okay.
Don't you have faith in them?
I have faith in all these dogs.
Okay, on 3. Don't let me down. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Amy.
Gail? No.
Amy.
That's true. We can prompt them.
Oh my God, who is it?
This couple.
ScarJo, they want treats. Okay, so ScarJo and Carla, we can't even.
So they'll be first.
Take that off. So they're the first
ones
to get married.
Maybe we can see who's going to be second to get married once this bowl is over.
Oh right, let's see. But it's interesting that they both went over there.
You. Amy's a little firecracker, eating everything. Come on, guys.
Let's see.
Are we actually playing a game?
We're just feeding the dogs.
Let's go, J-Lo.
Oh, my God. Okay, if you're interested in adopting these puppies, thank you so much for being here.
Sure.
Make sure Give a Dog a Home live Saturday on Animal Planet. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop after this.
Come here, baby.
Where's my puppy?
Dog.
It is time for a game that I like to call Would You Do It? All right. First up, Ashley Graham's facial sculpting. Ashley posted this video to Insta saying she's been doing this acupuncture throughout her pregnancy and it's been keeping her body feeling so good.
100% I would do it.
You would let people stick needles into your...
100% You can't even feel them. I've had them before. I've never had the facial ones, but it's also meant to be good for anti-aging. I'd do anything for anti-aging.
I'm with you. I've done this a few times. I feel like I've had some like right at the tippy top of my forehead. You don't feel them, but there is, when you are blocked or there's an energy or whatever, you do feel them. Like, I specifically feel them, like, around my wrists and stuff. I'm like, ugh. Like,
this is different than a Botox needle.
No, I know. Oh, I love it. I would totally do it.
Botox needle.
Oh, the best feeling. You're like, give it to me. I would do it. I would do it all.
Okay, do it, do it. Maybe do it. All right, next up, Khloe Kardashian's non-traditional Christmas decor. All right, now, Khloe posted this pic of True's pink Christmas tree. Would you put this up in your house around the holidays?
This is True's Christmas tree?
Yes.
Yeah, I think this is adorable for True's age. I think it's festive. I think it's bright. I love the tree. I wouldn't do this color tree as my main tree.
Okay, I don't know if they have the video. I have a colored Christmas tree. I have a cranberry colored Christmas tree.
Cranberry.
Cranberry.
Here's my Christmas tree. I put it up the other day.
Well, Melanie's doing well.
I'm about to say Melanie.
What kind of job you got, boo? You're doing real good.
Who's doing this deal?
But anyway, so I love colored Christmas trees.
And cats.
You know what? I would do it. I would keep it in my daughter's room, though. So, yeah, we all would do it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, would you do this? J-Lo is once again talking about having more children. Mm. She's had an iconic year, which included turning 50. And now she tells People Magazine out Friday that she would like to try for another baby. Why?
Why not?
Because she is having the greatest moment of her life. Her kids are almost at the age where they're about to be out the house. You're about to live your second best life. Like, why would you throw in another baby?
She has help. Like, she can have help. And actually, if her and A-Rod want to have kids together, then why not?
I think so. I mean, look, she has everything she wants. I feel like she does have all the help in the world. She has all the money in the world. Like, yeah. If you can have another child and you want one, fine. I think I don't know where I'm going to be at 50, but if I feel like I have two children, I'm getting married again, I probably, and my partner has children, I probably wouldn't want to have another child. That's just my own personal.
I'm with you.
I think I'm gonna have the children I have. I'm gonna love them. I might even have one, get it done, and make my mom happy, and just be like, this is all I can handle. That's all I can handle. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think children need to be up to the person who's raising them.
And by the way, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news or the man who says that a woman shouldn't have a kid at 50. I'm just saying after 40, it gets a little dicey.
It does, but that's when you can have egg donors and stuff. Like, there are ways to do it. I'm 45, and I would absolutely have a child at my age.
Yeah, but if your man was like,
would you adopt a child as well?
I'd probably use an egg donor.
You want to carry a baby?
I'd carry the baby if I could. Like, this is all, like, medically they've made things so that it's possible now. And actually, if that's something that me and my boyfriend decided to do, then I would do that.
I think that sometimes couples get into this moment where they're so happy and everything's been so perfect that one person says, oh my God, we should have a baby. And then you start considering that idea. But what you don't really do is you don't sit down and consider, okay, I'm on tour half the year. You're doing this baseball thing. You have this show. I'm going to be doing this Oscar-nominated movie next September. When is she going to have time to sit down and get pregnant and then also be pregnant? It's just a lot. It's like a lot of things.
She was busy when she got pregnant with twins, and she managed it, right? Like, anything is possible. It depends what your priorities are. And that's going to be a priority for her, and we'll see what happens. Then she'll make it work. You make it work.
I agree. There's never a good time.
At 50, the only thing I want to give birth to is a margarita.
That's true.
I mean, come on. Like, all right. Now, finally, sun's out and buns out. The newest wellness trend to hit the internet is tanning your booty hole. Instagram influencer Metaphysical Megan went viral after posting that she suns her private parts for 5 minutes a day to increase energy and improve sleep. Now, would you put your booty hole out there for the sun?
You know, when I think about this, I do feel like there's something calming about it. When I think about it, I feel warmth, which I guess you're supposed to feel that. So I don't know. I don't know if I would. Maybe I would do it if I was completely alone.
You know what? I'm going to do it today at my house, and you do it at your house, and then we're going to talk about
FaceTime, or how do you want to? Okay.
But I'm kind of worried because, yeah, we can be in FaceTime. We can totally FaceTime.
All I'll say to the two of you is please remember to use SPF.
Because it's a sensitive area.
It's a very sensitive area. It's not used to seeing the sun. So I would use a high SPF if you're going to do that.
Can you put SPF there?
Oh, that's right, because Melanie is used to having her genitals out at a party on the playa.
She's
at Burning Man.
The playa never lies. She's
the
having
playa
a good time.
Never lies.
I've never tanned my butthole, Justin, just so you know, for the record. And I wouldn't either.
You wouldn't? Mm-mm. If you really think about it, doesn't it seem like it'd be a nice experience?
I think there are better ways to get energy, like put on some good music, maybe, as you said, have a margarita, like,
is and to get a good night's sleep. Megan, I'm just confused. Is that, did she do
no,
that?
No, I think her booty hole's giving off that pink light. I feel like if I put my butthole in the sun, it would be like one of those vampires off those movies, like, nah! Like, it would cry.
Time for break was good work.
All right, guys, more Daily Pop after the break while I figure out the logistics of my booty hole tanning.
Guys, we're wrapping it up with some final thoughts from social. I promise I won't muck it up this time. Mm-hmm. Jennifer says that she has family who got engaged on Christmas and married 2 days later. She says he wanted her engagement ring to be her Christmas present because she didn't want one and he wanted to surprise
Those
her.
Those are very, two very sweet. Separate occasions.
Mm-hmm. On losing Agreed. Your virginity, Juice, I think this is an inappropriate Twitter name for this, that comment says, I'm more concerned with who's having sex with 13-year-olds. I doubt it's other 13-year-olds. And Danny says, I too have been victimized by an after-shower wet towel. They feel you, Justin. Next time, I'm going to pour baby oil all over the floor when my man is in the shower like Regina King did in this Christmas.
That's a little far.
No,
you know,
it's not a little far.
I get it.
It is not a little far.
I think you have to take
a broken neck over a towel? I mean, I don't know about that.
You have to take revenge if someone is going to do that to you. But hey, not a broken neck.
Not
right.
I think, you know, wet towel, broken neck. I don't know about that. Okay.
All right, guys, that's our time. Remember to follow us on Twitter and on Instagram on eDailyPop. We will see you guys tomorrow. I almost said asses. Oh, bye. I just said it.
Something's on your mind today, isn't it?
Buttholes.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.